Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Cubans are still counting the cost of Hurricane Sandy as the Category 2 storm tore across the island nation yesterday, leaving a path of destruction behind. The storms affected the work of at least one ministry. President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, says they have team members on the ground there.
Our man on the ground in Cuba was teaching Master of Arts in Leadership at a seminary. They did only one day, and then the hurricane hit, and they sent everybody home. They're telling us this is the worst hurricane damage in Cuba since 1962.
Next, Open Doors USA says a Christian leader in Egypt is calling for prayer. A huge four-day evangelistic festival started in the desert yesterday. It's expected to draw thousands of people from all over Egypt. The Christian leader says the festival's main theme is how Jesus can change lives. Over the last few months, turmoil has filled many Egyptians with fear. Pray that many would find peace through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And good intentions aren't enough to answer the growing orphan crisis around the world. And that's why Orphan's Heart concludes the 40 Days for the Fatherless campaign on Orphan Sunday, November 6th. Awareness doesn't mean much without action. Enter the diaper drive. Orphan's Heart president Dr. Jerry Haig says they're trying to collect at least 300,000 diapers.
It really gives us that opportunity to be the physical presence of Jesus Christ by distributing these diapers to needy families where we're able to communicate to these children that Jesus loves them.
Get connected at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a ways away, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate this year? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International. Get your free guide when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.